Welcome to the North Central Baptist Church podcast. We hope you're challenged by the message from our pastor.
We're studying Christian character qualities, and you can see the different ones that we have studied. These were all Sunday nights that we spent digging in the Bible together. And tonight, I was thinking about this game that's about to kick off. Aren't y'all just happy that I brought that up? You know, y'all are sitting, I'd like to see it too. Well, I hope you were able to set some device, but you won't miss much of it, even if you don't have a device that you can set. But now, I know Tom Brady with the Patriots. I know his name. But I'm not as familiar with the quarterback of the Seahawks. Is that Russell Wilson? All right, Russell Wilson. You know, these guys are going to lead these teams. And I was thinking about a quality that will probably separate the winner from the loser tonight. And I think that quality may be determination. Determination is accomplishing God's goals in God's timing, regardless of opposition. Now, in this game tonight, it'll be accomplishing a win regardless of the opposition of the other team. Who is more determined to fulfill their assignment and to carry their team to victory? Take your Bibles and open them to the passage here in 2 Timothy chapter 4. The last chapter of 2 Timothy, we have a scripture that we'd like to take a look at regarding the quality of determination. 2 Timothy chapter 4 is the last chapter of scripture that Paul ever wrote. And in verse 7 and 8, he says this, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing." The Apostle Paul was saying, look, I've lived my life, and he said, I have fought a fight. He was determined to do what the Lord wanted him to do. Now, let me say to all of you, and let me say to these children tonight, whatever the Lord has called you to do, you stay determined that you will do what the Lord wants you to do, whatever the cost. That is the quality of determination. It is a great quality. And I want you to know several little principles about this, and then I want to illustrate it, and we'll be done tonight. The first thing is young people can show determination. Go back in the Old Testament, the book of Daniel, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel chapter 1, verse 8 is one of my favorite verses of Scripture. Daniel was a young man who was taken away from his family. He was a young leader. He was taken away from his family. He was trained by a foreign kingdom to be trained under their sovereignty, under their leadership. Nebuchadnezzar had taken all these youth from Judah. And yet Daniel was different, and the scripture says in verse 8, Daniel 1:8, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Daniel had determination. He was determined that he was not going to allow them to cause him to compromise his convictions that the Lord had placed into his life. And so he was determined. He purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. And so he came up with a test. We don't have time to go into all of it. You can read from verse 9 all the way to verse 17. And he gave them a test. He said, look, you want us to eat things that our God doesn't want us to eat. He said, let us do a test. Let us eat what we're supposed to eat. Let those other young people eat what they're supposed to eat, and let's see what comes out at the end. And in verse 17 of chapter 1, it says, as for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. That was the summation of the kind of young person he was. When young people determine that they're going to do what God calls them to do, God will bless them and God will enable them. And so young people can show determination. I wanted you to know that. Now go to Acts chapter 15, verse 2. In Acts chapter 15, as we think about this quality of determination, we see in Acts chapter 15, Paul and Barnabas were in Antioch. I'm going to tell you the story and then we'll read the passage. Paul and Barnabas were in Antioch and they were noticing that the Holy Spirit was coming on the Gentiles. You know, Jesus Christ had these men that were his disciples and everything was centered in Palestine, was centered around Jerusalem. And so the initial believers were Jews. Well, the gospel was meant for all people. And so it began to spread, and they noticed that those that were not Jews were coming to know Jesus Christ. They were coming to know the Lord, and it got people all stirred up. And so it said in chapter 15, verse 1, look at verse 1. It says, "And certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren. They said, 'Unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved.'" They were saying, unless you become a Jew first, you cannot be a Christian. All right? "Therefore, when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension," you get that little phrase there? Now, these were their friends. These were other leaders from Jerusalem. These were supposedly Christ followers in Jerusalem, and they were having a dissension with Paul and Barnabas. It says, "They had no small dissension and dispute with them. They determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go to Jerusalem to the apostles and the elders about this question." Now, it says they had no small dissension and dispute. They basically got in a big discussion and perhaps even an argument. It escalated to an argument. Can I say this to you? Listen. We face opposition. We may face opposition from friends. I have noticed something about compromise in my life and compromise in the lives of those that I've been responsible for. Often it does not come from the person that is the farthest away from God. It comes from, listen, someone very, very close. Sometimes determination, the quality of determination is demonstrated even amongst friends. In other words, if you have a conviction about something, if your attitude is, well, if anybody that says they know Jesus says this is okay, then it must be okay, then guess what? You're going to have a convictions that amount to about a big zero. Because I can promise you, you'll find somebody that believes you can go against something that God has told you that is true. And so sometimes you may face opposition. And I say you may face, not all the time, but you may face opposition from friends. And by the way, the result of that discussion and dispute right there, the result of it was what is known as the Jerusalem Council. That's where they had a big meeting of the disciples and the apostles in Jerusalem, and they determined that you did not have to become a Jew to give your life to Jesus, that the gospel was for all people. And so that was the result of that. And Paul and Barnabas were on the right side of that debate. Now, I want you to find in your Bible the book of Nehemiah. It's in the Old Testament, all right? First and Second Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, and then Job, and then Psalms. So if you go to Psalms, you can find Psalms in the middle of your Bible. Just turn left and keep going until you find the book of Nehemiah. The next blank is the word Nehemiah. Nehemiah showed great determination. Nehemiah wanted to go, in the Old Testament, the story is told of Nehemiah who wanted to go rebuild the walls in Jerusalem. And so he was determined that he wanted to do that. He showed great determination. In chapter 4 of Nehemiah, we read this scripture, 4:1. It says this, "But it so happened when Sanballat," that was one of the leaders of a people there in that region, "when he heard that we were rebuilding the wall, he was furious and indignant, and he mocked the Jews." Notice I say Nehemiah showed great determination. He faced ridicule. One of the qualities that, one of the facets of determination is you have to keep going in the face of opposition. Nehemiah was mocked. It says there at the end of verse 1, they were furious, he was furious and very indignant, and he mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, "What are these feeble Jews doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they complete it in a day? Will they revive the stones from the heaps of rubbish, stones that are burned?" Verse 3, "Now Tobiah the Ammonite was beside him, and he said, 'Whatever they build, even if a fox goes up on it, it'll break down their stone wall. Hear, O God, for we are despised. Turn their reproach on their own heads and give them as plunder to the land of captivity.'" That's what Nehemiah said about these guys that were giving him ridicule. So he faced ridicule. And ladies and gentlemen, you may face ridicule when you decide to stand for Jesus Christ and to stand for the Lord. Determination is a quality that you have regardless of the opposition that you face. You see our definition, accomplishing God's goals and God's timing regardless of opposition. All right? So he faced ridicule. He faced distractions. All right? Look over at chapter 6. We won't read all of this, but I want you to know this final blank. He faced ridicule, distractions, and intimidation. You ever had anyone try to intimidate you because of your conviction, because of what you were trying and determined to do? It says in chapter 6, verse 1, it says, "Now it happened when Sanballat," there he is again, "Tobiah, Geshem, the Arab, and a rest of our enemies heard that I had rebuilt the wall, and there were no breaks left in it, though at that time I had not hung the doors and the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent to me saying, 'Come, let us meet together among the villages in the plain of Ono.' But they sought to do me harm." They were, and you follow along in this passage, and you find that they were trying to intimidate Nehemiah. They had armies. They were threatening him. And ladies and gentlemen, this was a quality Nehemiah had of determination, no matter what they said. I want you to circle a little phrase. Look at verse 3. "So I sent messengers to them saying, 'I am doing a great work.'" He reminded them, he reminded himself he was doing a great work. When someone tries to distract you and you're determined to do what the Lord wants you to do, just remind yourself, if you're doing what God wants you to do, you're doing a great work. Hey, children, if God calls you to do something, don't let anybody distract you. You're doing a great work if you're doing what God calls you to do. You're doing an awesome work, and you remind yourself of that, and that's what Nehemiah did. He said, "Look, I'm not coming out there and having a meeting with you." Look at what they said. They said, "Come, let us meet together." This is verse 2. "Among the villages in the plain of Ono, but they thought to do me harm, so I sent messages unto them and said, 'I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and go down to you?'" This was another way they wanted to intimidate and distract him. And actually, they got mad because he wouldn't go, and so they tried to intimidate him. So I just want you to see Nehemiah as an illustration of great determination. In 52 days, he built the wall. He restored the wall because he organized the people and they stayed at the task. They were determined to get the task done, okay? He faced that ridicule, distraction, and intimidation. So then I make this little statement. Say no to oh no. Repeat this after me. Say no to oh no. Now let's say the whole thing together, all together. Ready? Say no to oh no. Kids, let me hear you. Say no. Yeah, you know what? That's a little symbolic way you remember that. Say no to oh no. Just remember that. Say no to oh no. Oh, won't you come over here? I know you love Jesus. I know you don't normally go over here and do this, but won't you come this Friday night? Oh no, oh no. You just say that to them about, not really, but it'll remind you. Say no to oh no. You are going to be challenged. And listen, I say it to these kids, but adults, look at me. You know what I'm talking about. We all are faced with distractions, and those that want to sidetrack us away from what we know the Lord wants us to do. So Nehemiah was our example, and he said no to oh no. Now, I want you to go, we're going to close out, to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. In this chapter, this is the resurrection chapter. If you have a Bible with notes in it, then in your notes somewhere it talks about the resurrection of Jesus in chapter 15. He's talking about the amazing resurrection, the gospel message. And then you come over to verse 58 and he says, therefore. Whenever you see a therefore, you need to know what it's there for. The reason he said therefore is because he's saying in light of everything I've just said in 1 Corinthians 15, the resurrection is true, death has no sting, we're living for another world, we're living for eternal life that Jesus has given us. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. That means, it's a word that means to be seated. Hey, listen, sit down in Jesus Christ. You don't have to wander off anymore and kind of, you know, it's not like you're going through some buffet line. Oh, do I want a little bit of that? Do I want a little bit of that? Do I want a little bit of that? No, fix your plate, and it's going to consist of following Jesus. Fix your plate and sit down. That's what that means. Be steadfast, unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, I gave you a little phrase right there, and I said HL in parenthesis. That's my little initials for Homer Lindsay. He was my pastor when I was growing up. And when I was a teenager, young people love a challenge. You know what I found? I found young people love a challenge. I found that adults love a challenge. I love a challenge. You know, I'm gonna go home and watch the rest of that game tonight, and I don't even have a dog in this fight. I don't care who wins or whatever, but just the battle of it makes me want to watch it. Y'all are thinking, yeah, me too. Would you get us out of here? So we go? No, I know you're not thinking that. But anyway, but the point is, you know, we like a challenge. Hey, listen, if I made an announcement to the college department and the high school department, and I said, Joshua Prevett and I are going up here, we found a place that they're going to let us rappel off a 100-foot building. And John's going, he knows how, he's got all the gear and the ropes and all the clips and everything we need, and anybody wants to go show up, listen, we will not have to make that announcement more than once. Because you know what? We love that kind of stuff. Robert may even come. We love to do stuff like that. We love a challenge. Well, when I was a teenager, my pastor used to just challenge me with a statement. He said, any old fish can float downstream, but it takes a fish with a backbone to swim against the current. Determination. Now, do you know that there is a fish that demonstrates this? Do you know that the king salmon spends as much as 4 years out in the ocean. He's born a little fry. They call him a little fry. And then he goes to a par stage, and then he's in a lake in a little par stage, and then he goes to the mouth of the ocean where that ocean water comes into the land, and he has to stay there a little while to acclimate to the salt water. But then he goes out in the salt water, and boy, that's really where he grows. And he eats everything he can eat, herring and everything, and he gets strong. And because all of a sudden, listen, after a number of years, an instinct comes in him, and he says, I've got to go home. One of the greatest illustrations of determination. And that fish does not eat one bite after he hits that stream. He starts moving towards that place. He's fattened up out in the, and he starts going towards the place where they're going to lay eggs, and they're going to reproduce. I want you to remember, any old fish can float downstream, but it takes a fish with a backbone to swim against the current. Let's pray.
Thanks for letting this small part of North Central Baptist Church experience stream into your life. We hope you will visit us soon and become part of the family of North Central Baptist Church, reflecting Christ's light on Gainesville and the world.